This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Morning. This is John Jackson live at you again today. Gonna be with you all week except for tomorrow. There's another guest host coming in tomorrow, but Aaron Flint is out this week. So I'll be with you almost all week live from the top of the Montana Talks 1955 era studio, where we are just now trying to figure out how to do talk radio, where we are just now getting tin cans set up between ourselves and the listening public to be able to take phone calls. But we've got a new drill here this morning. Here's how this is going to happen. You guys call in like normal. Call in here, 406-294-0970. And then the drill is going to be just like I do on Tuesdays with Aaron Flint. When I call in to the show and am with him for a couple hours, call in here and then give us your email. And Caden, the producer, is going to shoot you a Teams link, a Microsoft Teams link. You click in on that, and then you talk to us like normal. That's how I do now when I'm talking to Aaron on Tuesdays normally. So easy peasy. Call in here, and we will give this thing a whirl as soon as you guys are ready. Once again, 406-294-0970. We haven't hit this one topic in a while. It was initially exposed by our friend Niz from Spaces. And that is, you saw in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, you saw all these public employees out here immediately coming out and saying the ugliest, nastiest things about a public assassination. And true enough, do we have free speech in this country? Yes, we do. You can say whatever you want. Right up until you're working for any kind of public position. If you have any kind of position in this country where you're working for the government or one of its sponsored entities, now you don't get to do that. And now in Montana, I guess I heard there is some kind of law in Montana where you're protected. If you're one of these university people, you can say what you want, yada, yada, yada. But like they said about, the founder said about the First Amendment, you are free to say what you want. You're just not free from the consequences of it. And we're talking about Miss Samantha Balemba Brownlee, Canadian citizen and professor of criminal justice, if you can believe that, at Montana State University Northern, who was one of these people that spewed all this horrible, nasty stuff about Charlie Kirk when he was murdered. Let's not forget her. Let's remember her in our prayers, shall we?
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
What were we talking about there? We were talking about Professora Samantha Balemba Brownlee, a Canadian citizen, not even an American, teaching criminal justice at Montana State University in Havre. What did she say about Charlie Kirk's murder? Quote, "Maybe people are sick of the garbage he spews. He died. Aw, shucks. Thoughts and prayers. He was a misogynistic, racist, homophobic, xenophobic a-hole. He spread hate. He harmed society. He cut down women at every turn. No, I do not mourn him." Yeah. Do people have free speech? And do I guess they have a special carve-out here in Montana for these for these university employees. That's what I heard. But they don't have an exception for the consequences. And imagine you have a kid going to this university up in Havre and going to maybe be a cop, you know, studying criminal justice, and you have this person, this thing, teaching them. Yeah, it doesn't sound like we want it, somebody we want teaching our kids, right? But freedom of speech and all that, right? Big topic, big new topic here this morning, just came through the wires overnight. Not a surprise if you've been paying attention to all of it, is that now little Fidel Volodymyr Zelensky has rejected outright President Trump's peace plan because he says, like we predicted from the start, he's not giving up any territory. And you have to remember something, for good or for bad. Obviously, this is for the bad. Putin and Russia invaded. That would have been, are we talking February, January, February of 22? And took these provinces, took some areas of the eastern part of Ukraine, and they have never given it up since then. Now, we can argue about why they did that. You know, there's a whole bunch of geopolitical reasons about why Mr. Putin did that. Most of them sound pretty realistic in that he was tired of the constant provocation by the West against his border. It would be very similar. What would we be thinking if the Russians were down here building bases and moving closer and closer to our southern border or up in Canada? This was annoying him. And for 20 years, he'd been asking the West to stop and give him an agreement that they would stop. Of course, they never did, and they just continued on building more bases, bringing more people into NATO, bringing more people into the EU, and so he'd finally had enough. And part of any war, if you go back in history, every war that's ever been, territory gets ceded. Look at Vietnam. Look at Korea. Look at World War II. Every war ends up, part of a peace deal is there's going to be some new lines drawn here. Always happens. And see, Zelensky knows this, and so does the EU. So they know this is a way to throw a stink bomb into any kind of peace deal that would ever come up. And we said this from the beginning. That's what they were going to do. They were going to say, we agree to all of these other things, except we not give up any territory. And of course, Putin and Russia have fought for, it's coming up on 4 years now, and lost a lot of men behind this. So they expect some concessions here. And we know that Zelensky was never going to do that. Why was Zelensky never going to do that? Because the minute that happens, the minute this war is over, he's over. Because he's the dictator of Ukraine. He has been the dictator and has canceled elections, canceled the open media, canceled churches, on and on. Canceled the internet. The only internet you're going to get over there is what they allow you to get. And he knows the minute that that's over, there's going to be a call for free and fair elections over there. And then he's out on his ass. Not only is he out of office, but he'd likely have to flee the country, because the new administration coming in would bring him up on, God knows, war crimes and theft and embezzlement and on and on and on. He'd be gone. He'd be rotting away the rest of his life in a Ukrainian jail, or be a fugitive from Ukrainian justice for the rest of his life. Not to mention the fact that you have characters over there in the EU, these communists, this communist thugocracy known as the European Union, who want to keep this war going because they're using it as their laundromat. their money laundromat, and they also want to have that option anytime to kick off World War III. And I can promise you one thing, guys. If Kamala Harris had been elected, if she was in the White House right now, they would be ginning up World War III on all of us right now. Because they want to put an end to Western democracy. They want complete and utter control of you. What's the best way to control people? Through an emergency. Through an emergency like COVID. But what's a bigger emergency than war? I'm telling you, these people that we call our allies and this very party that's right here in our country are the biggest enemies we face.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll stay with cloudy conditions across the region today. Along with that, some scattered rain shower activity around the region. High temperatures from the lower to middle 50s. For tonight, we'll still see some scattered light rain showers as temperatures will drop back off in the mid and upper 30s for all spots. Maybe a little mixed precip in some areas as well. Rain on Wednesday or a little mixed precip in areas. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Matt, over the past year with Montana Talks, we've taken you to Capitol Hill. We've taken you to the SHOT Show. We've taken you to the Farm Bureau Convention. We've done shows all across Montana. But you know what the best part of Montana Talks is? When you call into the show, when we take your phone calls from all across Montana, and then you get a chance to be heard all across Montana. Hey, that's what we do every day here with Montana Talks, taking you statewide, 9 to 10 a.m., the show where you get to talk.
We all hear. It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Lane Northlund. The Trump administration unveiled a new federal initiative, the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, yesterday. It's designed to stabilize the nation's farm economy. The plan will allocate $12 billion for crop producers and includes a one-time bridge payment that the administration said will offset temporary trade disruptions and rising production costs. President Trump says the funding will come from money generated from tariffs.
We're going to use that money to provide $12 billion in economic assistance to American farmers. This relief will provide much needed certainty to farmers as they get this year's harvest to market and look ahead to next year's crops. And it'll help them continue their efforts to lower food prices for American families.
$11 billion will be directed towards crop farmers, including those who produce barley, chickpeas, corn, lentils, oats, peas, soybeans, wheat, canola, flax, mustard, rapeseed, safflower, sesame, and sunflowers, among others. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins.
The money will move by February 28th of 2026, but by the end of this month, so just in the next couple of weeks, every farmer that is able to apply for it will know exactly what that number looks like. So as you are going to your lender, as you are working to ensure and understanding what you can plant for next year, you will have that number in hand. And we will continue to talk to our farmers, continue to understand exactly what this looks like and what is necessary.
Leaders of the Specialty Crop Farm Bill Alliance expressed disappointment that their farmers were excluded from the farm aid package. But the White House said they are still trying to decide how to address the needs of specialty crop farmers and have set aside $1 billion to address those concerns. Reactions to the announcement overall were politically divided, and farm groups mostly welcomed the move. National Farmers Union said the bridge payments offer needed short-term relief, but stressed the urgency of long-term farm bill reforms, while the American Farm Bureau called the assistance an immediate lifeline for producers facing high costs, low prices, and mounting financial strain.
The Gogler Angus annual production sale is Saturday, December 13th. For three generations, the Gogler family have bred cattle with hardiness, growth, and outstanding maternal traits. This year, they'll offer over 100 yearling and two-year-old bulls, 100 commercial females, including bred heifers and three-year-olds, 40 heifer calves, and a pick of the registered heifers. Go to GoglerAngus.com for more. The Gogler Angus annual production sale with Ray Gardner, 1 o'clock, Saturday, December 13th at the ranch in Judith Gap.
Ranchers, the Blue Ribbon Stock Cow and Bred Heifer Sale at the Public Auction Yards in Billings, Montana is one of America's best. And on December 9th and 10th, over 2,500 bred heifers and 5,000 bred cows sell, including the MC Ranch Company's total dispersion of 1,000 mixed-age cows, 100 bred heifers, and 50 summer and fall pairs. Sale time is 9 a.m. both days. For a complete listing of consignments, visit publicauctionyards.com.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has extended China's deadline to meet its U.S. soybean purchase commitment from December to February 28, 2026, saying China is on track to buy 12 million metric tons by then. USDA has confirmed 2.25 million tons in Chinese purchases so far for the marketing year, though analysts believe total sales may be closer to 3 to 4 million tons due to smaller or undisclosed transactions. Despite progress, current purchase levels remain far below pre-trade war volume of U.S. soybeans bought by China. I'm Lane Northland, Western Ag Network.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We were talking before the break about the recent news about Ukraine and that little Fidel Zelensky there is refusing to give up any territory in this deal, which we predicted, we knew was going to happen. And also what's going to have to happen is what we've also been saying for about a year now. Ever since Zelensky's little tantrum there in the White House with President Trump back last spring, what's going to have to happen is we have to withdraw. We have to withdraw all money, all intelligence support, all contractor support, everything. A complete pullout over there. Say, okay, guy, you and the Euro trash over there want to keep up this war. It's on you. See you later. That's the only way this is going to happen. And also you simultaneously just crank down as hard as you can, you know, any sanctions that you can on Putin. That's the only way this is going to end. And if it doesn't, then the Europeans can keep this up all they want. Just fight this out as much as their little hearts desire. But what we talked about yesterday right here on this show is you're trying to give people, the American citizens out there, the American population, they haven't grasped yet, most people have not grasped yet, that these people that we always considered our allies, the Western European democracies, are no longer. They are absolutely our enemies, just as if they were Venezuela or Cuba or any of these other places. They are communist thugocracies who are dedicated to not only destroying their own countries, but to destroying us as well. And Joe Biden was just hand in glove with these thugs the whole time he was in office. But, of course, they despise Donald Trump. And what came out overnight, too, with almost at the same time of Zelensky saying he was not going to give up any territory, is that these, apparently the UK Prime Minister, this guy Keir Starmer, is saying they are finalizing plans to give Ukraine £100 billion, they call it pounds, in frozen Russian assets. Now, I had no idea that the UK, under their personal control, had access to this much money of Russia's that was frozen. According to this news, they do. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine $100 billion, more dollars, in the hands of the thief Zelensky and his band of thugs over there? Oh my God. Back at you. Yeah. Can you believe? I had no idea that the UK had access to any kind of $100 billion that they had frozen in Russian assets. But what that means is they would like to use that to continue to fund this war when the U.S. eventually pulls out, which is what President Trump is going to have to do. It would not surprise me if in the next, into the new year, you see that, because this is his third, by my count, third crack at this in less than a year, and it runs up into a brick wall every time, period. And this is the only way it's going to get done. But see, Starmer, by threatening to take this $100 billion and not only permanently steal it, but give it over to the Ukrainians, oof, I mean, that's going to be a real escalation of the war, I would think, in Russia's eyes. And here's the other one. You know what these SOBs threatened the United States with overnight? This is the EU. They threatened to detonate the global financial system because they are kicking around dumping $2.3 trillion in U.S. treasuries that they are holding if Donald Trump was going to do this deal with Zelensky. That's how bad these scumbags in the EU want war to continue. That they would threaten the financial detonation of the world economy and threaten basically an act of war against the United States over it. Right? That's how the level of enemy you are talking about with these guys. They are heinous. They cannot be trusted. Anytime you hear any of them talking, any of these EU leaders, or what is her name, Ursula von der Leyen, the evil Nazi prison camp guard over there that pretends she's the head of the EU, the wicked witch of the West. Anytime you hear her talking, do you guys remember her doing COVID? Just what one of the most evil, nasty people in this world. I'd rather deal with Maduro from Venezuela than deal with this broad. Let's see, we got a couple of messages here on the app. First, we got Lightbrows of Harden. Let's see what he said. I wish more people in this country would travel the world and see how people in other countries live with different types of governments. They would not feel so oppressed or discriminated against. Amen to that. That is a dead-on Lightbrows. People do not understand just how bad other governments are around the world and how few freedoms their people have. You need to have lived overseas, particularly in a third world country, to really get it.
Deposit pet fee admin.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Big topics. Big ideas. Big Sky. Montana Talks.
There we are. We're back. We're trying to get some people called in here, and we're going to use what I said at the top of the hour is, you guys call in here, give us your email, and then Caden will send you a Microsoft Teams link that you can call in here, and then we'll get you on the air just like normal. That's the way I do with Aaron now on Tuesdays when I call in most of the time. I will use that Microsoft Teams link. And check your microphone. Check your microphone on your phone. And then the Microsoft Teams thing has a microphone itself. And it is, when you bring it up, it's automatically muted. And you've got to hit it. You've got to hit the microphone and unmute it. Because I just did a test myself at the break with Caden, and it worked. So let's see here. We have some more messages on the app. We have morning. Morning, John. Have you heard anything about a shooting in Absorkey? I have not. Bob, if you have, call in here and tell Caden about it, or you know, give Caden a link and we'll look it up. That's interesting. Absorkey is a tiny, tiny little place. You don't hear about shootings happening over there. Let's see. Next message. Cameron. So aren't we supposed to help Ukraine and democracy against Russia? But we're okay to double-tap boats in the name of protecting a democracy. I don't understand the reasoning behind being against one, protecting against an invading dictator, and for another. I'm not disagreeing that leadership may be questionable, but how can we turn our back on them if we're supposed to be the defender of the free world? You have to go back in the history of what happened here with Ukraine. Russia came across, I believe it's January, February of 22. It's almost 4 years ago now, and grabbed a couple of those provinces in eastern Ukraine. Now, you have to remember, back in 2014, they went in and grabbed the Crimea. And Obama and all the Democrats and everybody in the EU didn't give a flip about it. They wagged their finger at him and said, naughty boy, don't do that anymore. And that was that. But all of a sudden now, you know, in 2022, it's the worst thing ever. We can't have this. Now, true enough, we're supposed to be, part of our agreements is we're supposed to be in a union with NATO. That is NATO. Ukraine is not in NATO, first of all. Second, we just spent 20 years at war in Iraq and Afghanistan. The country is done with pouring trillions of our dollars down the drain and thousands of our young men lost to these overseas wars. Now, we have already given, at last count, $220 billion to Ukraine to, in big quotes, help them with this. They can't do it. Folks, this is Russia against Ukraine. This is a grizzly bear against a chihuahua. It's not going to happen. They have never moved. They have never done a thing. They have lost this war from the very beginning. Don't believe anybody that tells you any different. This war cannot be won. The only way it's going to get won, Cameron, is if the U.S. and the U.K. and the EU put boots on the ground over there. And what is that? That is World War III against nuclear Russia. And ain't nobody down for that. Nope, ain't nobody down for that. All they have to do to sign this peace deal, from what I read of this 28-point plan, all Zelensky has to do is give up these conquered territories, and then he's got a permanent security agreement directly with the United States, should Putin ever come at us again. The difference that is apples and oranges, pretty much, with the Venezuelan thing. You have not only a communist dictatorship down there in Venezuela, but he's also a narco-terrorist, constantly funneling narcotics into the United States. And we haven't invaded his territory yet. That may happen, like we did in Noriega back in the 80s. But we're right now just blowing up his drug shipments and giving him a little pressure to step down, because he has been, see people don't understand, he was booted out of office. He was booted out of office by the voters years ago, and he just refused to leave. He just, nah, to hell with that election, I'm staying. So we're just giving him a little pressure behind this thing, and this is causing the Democrats to lose their ever-loving minds. Okay, now Cameron makes the comparison here. I'll make the comparison even better for you. Maduro is completely in league with Russia. the people that the Democrats claim is their ultimate enemy. My gosh, we have to go after the evil Putin and all of his allies. Well, you've got this ally of his right in our hemisphere in Venezuela, who's not only an evil dictator, but a narco-terrorist. And they don't want to do anything to him. Huh. Wonder why that is. But all of it, I think the American people overall have had enough and of overseas forever wars. Donald Trump ran on that in 2016. He ran on it again in 2020 and again in 2024. And that's one of the big reasons he was elected. Of course, Donald Trump's economy, first of all, and his positions on illegal immigration and overseas wars. That's why the American people have elected him three times to be the president of the United States, not just twice. He had one of them stolen from him. Let's see. We got Tim from Savage says we got four people shot in Stillwater County. Suspect in custody. Oof, that's nasty stuff. Oof, I'm going to look that up at the break and see what's going on. Let's see. All right, good deal. Well, you guys need to call in here. Like I said, we've got a whole new setup here this morning. We've got you call in here and give Caden your email. He will send you a Microsoft Teams link. And then we'll get you on there. It's like I said, it's just like I do every Tuesday with Aaron when I'm calling in here. Your judge update. We talked a lot about crooked, radical, lawless judges yesterday on the show. Yesterday after the show, in the afternoon, we had your daily ridiculous ruling from one of these judges. Where this gal, it's purported to be a gal, looks like Mitch McConnell with a wig on, up there out of Boston, told President Trump in a ruling that he cannot cancel the wind projects of the U.S. government. it's absolutely ridiculous on its face. Once again, ordering the chief executive, ordering the president of the United States, of telling him how he's going to run the executive branch. And you know, put a stopwatch on it. Either at the Circuit Court of Appeals or at the Supreme Court, this is going to get shot down. The president has every right to cancel these projects that he doesn't want to do. But they don't care. They are lawless communists who just do this as harassment, as intimidation, as blockading, delaying President Trump's agenda. You guys remember his first term. They didn't care. The Democrats and all their allies, like these judges, they didn't care that he won the election. Because you might get to sit in the White House, but they weren't going to let you be the president. That's how they're conducting themselves now. They're doing it mostly through these judges, through their lawfare. And make no mistake, all of this lawfare is absolutely funded by your tax dollars. You out there, the people that voted in the President of the United States with your tax money, are paying these communists out here to sue him. And then their communist judges are trying to stop him at every turn. I mean, the notion is that Joe Biden can enact these wind projects, but Donald Trump can't cancel them. Yeah, okay, whatever there.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Trump DHS, we just learned over the weekend, located 62,000, and I know this matters to you, illegal children who who were used to cross the border or crossed alone during the Biden years when they said the border was closed and the border was secure, and it wasn't, and they were even opening up holes with bulldozers to help illegals into the country. The Biden administration lost track of nearly 400,000. Tom Homan said 320,000 over the weekend. Some of these children were being sex trafficked. Some were in forced labor. Some were being mistreated. I can't even discuss some of the mistreatment that we found out about. President Trump proves why he's the greatest president in my lifetime.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, and all the time I have been telling you about Pure Talk, my wireless company, I can honestly say I've never seen an offer like this before. Listen to this. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited data with a 30-gig hotspot for just $29.95 a month for life. Friends, this is Pure Talk's top-tier plan. Normally $65 a month. Now through December 14th, just $29.95 a month, and you're saving over 50% every single month for life. Now, remember, you get the same cell towers, same 5G network, pound 250, keyword, save now, do it now, the best offer you will ever get on cell service, pound 250, keyword, save now, from Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, America's wireless company.
Taxes and fees not included. Some restrictions apply. See puretalk.com for details. Offer ends 12/14/25.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll stay with cloudy conditions across the region today. Along with that, some scattered rain shower activity around the region. High temperatures from the lower to middle 50s. For tonight, we'll still see some scattered light rain showers as temperatures will drop back off in the mid and upper 30s for all spots. Maybe a little mixed precip in some areas as well. Rain on Wednesday or a little mixed precip in areas. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jelly heads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
This is a...
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, sure enough, got this story handed to me that you guys called in about. It's a headline from KRTV. Four people shot in Stillwater County, suspect in custody. Ty Allen Turney has been arrested after four people were shot in Stillwater County on Monday, December 8th. Looks like deputies were dispatched at about 3:30 in the morning to a reported assault and two counts of homicide, two counts of attempted homicide. Not much more on that story right now. Very scant on details since it just happened. But, yeah, you know, anytime you hear about things like this, that not only a shooting like this, but then 3:37 in the morning, what do you want to bet, guys, that some alcohol was involved here? I'd give that probably a pretty high probability. I can't tell you the number of people I've known in my life, and I don't mean criminals. I know a lot of them too that have permanently messed up their lives or ended their lives, but I mean straight people, even people in law enforcement, straight law-abiding citizens who, in a fit, in a drunken lapse of judgment, will do something that will change their lives forever. It's among the drugs out there, true enough, alcohol has caused more death and destruction in this country than probably anything else. That's why I tell all young men, all young people out there, my guidelines on this stuff are, if you want to have a few drinks out, have two. Two drinks, no more. That's all you have to drink in public, like Ron White always says, in the public. After that, go home. If you decide you want to tie one on tonight, you want to really party tonight, go home. Do it at home. And certainly from there, absolutely no drunk driving, always. Today with Ubers, with the Ubers and the Lyfts and all these other these people on apps that you can just get to come right wherever you are and pick you up and take you anywhere, there is no excuse anymore for anybody to be driving drunk, right? It will get you in a whole bunch of trouble. Some great news yesterday coming out of the best governor in the country. That is Ron DeSantis. He had some great stuff on the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE. That is the Council on American Islamic Relations. And we're going to get into that when we come back in the 7 o'clock hour. Ron DeSantis, definitely the best governor in the country, does not wait on other people to show him what to do or to figure out what's politically acceptable at the time. He just does what's right and stands by it. Wish more were like him.
From the kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.